This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A culture of business story on this Friday morning. California's Silicon Valley is known for its sometimes forced iconoclasm, from the turtleneck shirts at board meetings on down. Now, this applies to job titles as well, which employees can sometimes choose themselves. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
In the tech world, it's not uncommon to meet a princess.
Hi, my name is Parisa Tabriz, and I am a security princess at Google.
To prove it, she shows me her business card.
So security princess is my self-appointed title. My actual job title is the engineering manager for the Chrome security team. But I figured security princess was just more fun.
And much more Silicon Valley. It's sort of like a tradition here, at least when companies are starting up, to let employees choose their titles. Not their real titles, but the ones they put on their business card.
This is my last business card when I worked at Apple. And it says Guy Kawasaki, Chief Evangelist.
And who gave you that title?
I took that title. I assumed that title.
Kawasaki says choosing your title, even if it's one on your business card, encourages you to think big about your job. Take Kawasaki's title, Evangelist. He says when Apple was introducing the Macintosh in the mid-80s, in addition to salespeople, it needed somebody to sell the idea that personal computing would change their lives.
Evangelism is seeing your product or service as a way to change the world, and you want to bring this good news to people.
Kawasaki left Apple in the 90s, and since then, techies have introduced all sorts of titles. Scott Brosnan is a recruiter at Workbridge Associates, and he says he's come across some zingers.
We have a Ruby on Rails rock star, software ninja, data wrangler I see a lot now.
You can probably tell by his tone, Brosnan isn't too impressed by these titles, but he says like wearing jeans and t-shirts to work, when tech companies allow employees to choose their titles, they're saying, we're not corporate types, we're creatives. Keith Rolog teaches management at Babson College, and he says there's data that shows that this can make employees happier.
There was a study recently done by two researchers at Wharton and one from the London Business School.
They went into a healthcare company and let some of the employees define their title.
And what they found was it actually reduced people's feelings of job exhaustion, and it reduced the stress they felt while they were on the job.
Rolog says those employees felt empowered to redefine their jobs in ways that felt more meaningful. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim, the Queen of Marketplace.
All right, then you can just call me David of the House Brancaccio, first of my name, the rightful king of the Marketplace Morning Report, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms, and protector of the realm. Or just David's fine.